The primary source or the primary monitored source will all really depend on the analyst's role. A boundary protection analyst would have different sources than, say, an analyst monitoring a server farm. The tools that you use should be configured to generate events or alerts based off of known exploits and vulnerabilities. Intrusion detection systems can generate alerts based off of specific criteria that will greatly assist analysts. High-value information systems may have additional mechanisms in place, such as like a host-based intrusion detection system or tripwire to identify any suspicious activities or anomalies. Alert types and frequency will all depend upon known events, threats, and vulnerability severity if there is an uptick in hacker trends. Alert sensitivity may be modified. So like flagging on a possible port scan if sequential ports are scanned within 5 seconds per port instead of maybe like 2 seconds per port. This is a technique otherwise known as low and slow scans, where an attacker will scan slowly to avoid alerts. Other anomalous events can include spikes in network traffic or higher than normal outbound HTTP traffic at, say, 3 in the morning, or attempts to access ports and services that are not normally seen.